You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Visit us online at theenglishexpress.com, where audio files are available for download. You can write to the show by emailing us at info@theenglishexpress.com. If you'd like a full transcript, you'd better get a pen. All aboard the English Express.
Who's responsible for my lost highlighter? Where the hell is it? Here it is. I found it. Welcome to the English Express Radio Podcast. Sorry, I just was searching for my lost pen.
Professional. Very professional.
Hey, that's what you get with basically live recorded radio. It's recorded live, folks, all right? Whether you listen to it after the fact or not.
I just love the way you blame everybody else. Who did this? And I lost it.
Oh, my God. Well, visit us online, theenglishexpress.com. You can send us emails, which, come on, guys, you're slacking off. You need to send more emails. info@theenglishexpress.com. And you know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen any reviews from you people. I know you're listening. You download the show, you listen, and remember, Lee Beat, I haven't, from England, who listens every show. You better be here, Lee, because I'm going to come over there to England and kick your ass, buddy. Wow. And I haven't seen you leave a review online. You wrote us an email. So go to theenglishexpress.com, click on the What People Are Saying About Us tab or reviews. I don't know what the hell it's called. But anyway, find it, click on it, and tell us we're awesome.
That is a really pressure sale, man, to whore our website out like that.
Or tell us that we said, you know, you can leave hate mail. I'm writing this letter because I want you to know how much I hate your stupid show. We even got a theme song for it. Send us some goddamn hate mail.
Hate mail?
No, we don't have hate mail. I'm just saying
I'm just saying. Amped up with the song.
I'm just saying we accept all letters, and I'm not gonna. Look, if you send me angry, I hate you letters, I'm not gonna throw them in the garbage.
Okay? Well, he will, but after reading them on the air.
Oh yeah, I'm not gonna keep that. I'm not gonna hang that on my wall. But you will hear about it. So if you don't like us, if you think we're assholes.
That might be a really cool idea. If you ever get hate mail, you should pin it to the wall and you can have a hate wall. And Kevin, we need to go find Kevin's email.
Oh, put him up. Yeah, Kevin hasn't written an email. All right, guys. So did you know that this is soup month? What's your favorite kind of soup?
Do we really need a month for soup? I mean, soup is kind of a year-round
sort
of
soup. I love soup. Soup is good, man. When I go to Olive Garden, I don't get sometimes I get a salad, but I usually get soup because soup is good.
I usually go, I'm more of a stew kind of a guy. Does that count as a soup?
That's not really a soup, man. That's food. That's, what do they call it? It's soup that eats like a meal. That's not soup.
I mean, it's basically soup, right? It's chunks of stuff.
I'm going to say no, that's not soup. It's too thick. Soup has to be like thin and soupy.
Meh.
When I say, when you refer to something as being soupy, do you imagine something thick or watery?
Thick and meaty.
You're wrong. You're super
wrong.
That
sounds delicious.
Okay, what's your favorite soupy soup?
If I had to pick a whole, it'd be just chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle. Okay. Now this
vegetables.
Now this article is written for women, okay? Because they say that for girls, I don't know about men, but for girls, the soup you eat does more than just take the chill off a cold day, because psychologists have discovered an amazing link between what you put in your bowl and what kind of a man will bring your passions to a boil. So this is like the kind of guy that you connect with. So I guess the more appropriate question would be, what's Valerie's favorite soup?
Chicken noodle soup.
Okay. So that fits. All right. And so the study shows that a woman's choice of soup reveals her ideal fantasy man. All right. So you mentioned chicken noodle. They say,
I mean, we could go with me identifying an ideal fantasy man. I mean, I'm not. Not close-minded Cliff.
We're an open. I'm open-minded. They just don't need to show it to me in public.
Yeah, behind closed doors, for sure.
Well, I don't care what they do behind closed doors. It just kind of weird. I don't want to watch it.
Oh, I thought we were talking about showing it to me. Never mind.
What? No, I don't want to see that either. All right. Anyway, if you like chicken noodle soup, you're a warm-hearted, nurturing woman who places your sweetheart at the center of your world. Smart men are a real turn-on for you, and you show your love by thoroughly pampering your honey.
Well, I guess I can't say she
doesn't.
Okay,
so let's go to you. Are you a warm-hearted, nurturing person?
Yeah.
Do you put your sweetheart at the center of your world?
Yeah.
Are smart women a turn-on for you?
No.
You like dummies? Okay.
I mean, average. I need should've, average.
Should have hooked up with a blonde. You should have hooked up with a blonde.
Oh, come on, Cliff. Last week.
Do you show your love by pampering your honey?
Yeah.
Okay. See, this works for anybody. If you're a gay guy, you know you.
What the
fuck? Look, I'm just saying it's good for anyone. All right. If you're a gay dude and you like men, I mean, just replace woman for man. You know. I mean. Alter the survey to your own personal situation. You know what I'm saying?
Just take the results of a survey and change them to fit what you want them to be.
Well, if you're gay, aren't you basically a woman?
No, no. God damn it, Cliff. No.
I'm sorry. I'm not actually as close-minded as I'm sounding right now. I promise you guys, it's just shtick for the radio. Don't write angry letters.
Or do, apparently.
Or do, but it's I'm not being serious, you guys. I'm not joking. All right, my favorite is.
You just said I'm not joking.
No, I am. I'm not joking about joking. I'm joking. All right.
Are you sure? Are you joking
yes,
me?
I'm not joking you about not joking about joking.
All right. I'm glad we cleared that up. Thank you.
I wish I had a sound effect where somebody goes, "What?" My favorite, and I don't know why I've always liked this, because I haven't, I don't eat it that much, but tomato soup. Mm, I love tomato soup. Well, they say you yearn for the good life, and an ambitious man with a lot on the ball is right down your alley. You're willing to work right alongside him to achieve the financial security you must have to be happy. Which, guess what? I've worked pretty damn hard.
I bet Beyonce eats a lot of tomato soup.
I don't need an ambitious man. I want to be an ambitious man. But Brutus says he was ambitious.
And sure, he is an honorable man.
All right, if you like baked potato, you're a straight shooter who demands matching honesty from your mate.
Wait, whoa, hold on. We went from soup to potatoes, and you're getting on me about stew?
Okay, baked potato soup.
Right over to baked
potato. Baked potato soup is not a stew.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that soup in my life, because what the hell? But I thought you had said a freaking baked potato. If you like baked potatoes.
No, baked potato soup. All right. most importantly, if the man... or your person, shares a strong sense of community and volunteerism, he's sure to win your heart. Man, volunteerism seems like such a waste of time. I mean, like...
It doesn't give you any money for yourself.
No, you know what? You know what, though? When people... I am always there to help when people ask it. But I don't just wake up in the morning and say, hey, you know what I want to do? Let's go volunteer somewhere. You know what I mean? I usually end up volunteering, and I do, when I see a need. They need help. It's kind of like if I see somebody lifting like a big box on their own, and they're clearly struggling with it, and they like look at you with those puppy dog eyes like, little help, please? You know, I'll run over there and I'll help them. That's the kind of volunteering and charity that I do. But I don't just go driving up and down the streets looking for the man with the box. You know what I'm saying? I stumble across it.
I find a lot of volunteer opportunities through like my children, like with their schools or whatever, but it's usually, does it really count as volunteering if they're asking for volunteers?
Yeah, but anyway, it does.
I'll do that kind of a thing.
If I'm moving and I come out there and I'm like, hey, I'm moving. Any volunteers? Anybody? You want to volunteer, right? You know,
but
yeah.
See, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that really counts as a volunteer opportunity. I think really volunteering is like finding something and joining it sort of thing. And I don't really do that much, but I will help people around if I see it. There was one day a guy was making a U-turn with like 6 5-gallon buckets in the bed of his truck, and his tailgate popped open and all the buckets went like spinning on the street, but none of them broke open. And I was like, wow, that's really fortunate, you know, that because I know how expensive those are. And I mean, I busted a U-turn instead of making a left-hand turn and ran and picked all of his buckets up with him, kind of a thing, because they were all over the street. You know, I didn't want cars to hit him. But that's, I don't think that's volunteering. That's helping somebody out when you see it. That's not the same as a volunteer opportunity.
No, because you didn't have to. You didn't have to. You didn't ask anything in return. You help those in need. I think that's a great way to go. It's kind of like if you're a church. Well, see, but churches are different because churches do go out and look for people to help, you know? But they're also there. If you need help, you know you can go to one. You know what I mean?
So, I didn't know that, but that's cool.
You didn't know churches were into helping people? What the hell did you think they exist for?
Praying? I don't communing with others that speak to God and following the Bible teachings that say that that's a good idea.
They are there to help you, all right? And they actually go out in the world to help because that's kind of their mandate. But, you know, yeah, that's not ours. But, I should tell this story about helping. I think I've told this one before. You remind me if I have. So I guess this is about a year and a half ago. Something like that. And I was just driving along and I didn't really have anywhere to like be on. It wasn't on a schedule. And I saw this blind dude who was like kind of struggling down the street, and he had his stick and everything. And I'm watching him go, and he stops and he's waiting for the bus. And I said, you know what? I'm going to help this guy. So I pulled over in the parking lot, and I walked over and I says, hey buddy, you waiting for the bus? You know, maybe you want to ride. Maybe that'll help you out. You can go like directly to your destination instead of busing there. And he's like, you know, oh yeah, yeah, I appreciate that. And so I led him to the car and we went driving, and I wasn't going to ask him about his disability, but you know, we got to talking, and it turned out he was blind because he put a gun in his mouth.
Whoa.
And he tried to blow his head off, but it didn't work.
Whoa, that's making my head twitch. Holy crap. Yeah. And I did not expect that.
And I would have never known that unless he had told me, because I sure as hell didn't ask him. All right. He volunteered that information. And he was telling me about how much his life had changed ever since his suicide attempt. He said, even though life was harder, life was, you know, obviously had many more challenges, he was actually happier now than he ever was as a regular sighted person, because it made him appreciate how he thought his problems were so big that he needed to put a gun in his mouth. All seemed trivial now, you know? and for whatever reason, it made him want to live more. So I don't know. It was, I was glad to help him. I told him if I ever saw him again, I'd pick him up again. And I had seen this guy like 2 or 3 times before. Strangely enough, I've never seen him since.
It's because he was all worried about how strong you came onto him. He's like, this guy's going to be a poke me with a knife or something else. I got to get out of here.
So what? He just stays in his house? He never leaves his home now? Come on.
No, he goes the other direction to avoid you.
He can't see me coming.
Maybe after telling your story to you, he decided that, you know what? Maybe it wasn't worth it, and he put the gun back.
All right. French onion. If you like French onion soup, you've got a daring, adventurous personality, and you're always ready for a challenge. Chances are you're attracted to people with similar taste, and you can best bond with them by sharing electrifying experiences, maybe jumping out of an airplane, which I would, goddamn it, never do. I have realized I have kind of a fear of heights. I don't really like them.
I am terrified of heights.
Not
the terrified of heights as much as I'm terrified of falling. And I guess since the two go hand in hand, I'm terrified of heights.
Okay. Here in Colorado, we've got like this horse tooth rock. It looks like a horse's tooth, right? And they got this hike up there that I went on a couple of weeks ago. And I went all the way up to the top. And you can actually climb on top of horse tooth rock and get there and kind of see the whole city, which is really kind of cool. And we're talking this giant rock. I mean, it's big, okay? But you've got I would say a moderate breeze rolling up over the top there. And think of a rock like the size of a regular bedroom. Okay? Pretty big. You're not gonna get blown off. Dude, I was scared to death. I'm like, I'm up there going, oh hell no.
You took me on top of the church office building in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm allowed to like talk about this, right?
Yeah. What are they going to do to me now?
We climbed all the way up. Like we got.
We did not scale the building for those who are wondering.
We got to like the service access of the roof, and there's a ladder that goes to the tippy top point where they have like the red blinking light so airplanes don't hit it. You know, we're up there and it was winter. The ground was like semi icy and the wind wasn't just a slight breeze. It was gusting. I would guess like 50 miles ish. So not like terrible, but enough to where it's whipping your clothes around your skin. Oh, hell no. I was up there about 10, 15 seconds. I'm like, I'm done. I'm going down. I'm out. Peace.
Dude, were you with me? Did we go? We went up the crane when they were redoing, huh?
I didn't go as high as you did. I cut off early. You and Steven went much higher than
I did. That one was creepy. They were redoing the Capitol building in Salt Lake City, and they had this big crane. This one we snuck on the grounds. Remember we got this 8-foot ladder. We were like cruising around the Capitol building when they were doing all the renovations. And this is the middle of the night, and we found an 8-foot ladder, and because they, you know, they try to keep people off the crane, but we were able
for obvious reasons,
because we're morons, and we climbed halfway up that thing until me and Steve, my best friend, we got up to where like we could see over the Capitol building, and that's when the wind hit it, and these cranes go back and forth, and.
So I made it to the point where you start getting taller than the Capitol building, and when the wind crested over that Capitol building and plummeted into you, man, I just hung on to the safety rails, and I'm like, I ain't going any further. Nope.
I think me and Steve made it up one level higher than that.
He's right. It was like when it blew you all the way back. And then you would travel like 6 or 8 feet the other direction as it blew back the other way. Mm-hmm. It was terrifying. And you guys went up like at least another 4 or 5 levels. You were up a distance above me. After I chickened out.
Yeah, maybe 2 levels, but we chickened out too. All right. If you like vegetable soup, you're lame.
Oh, all right.
No, you're a responsible person who looks for a true partner sharing in all your decisions. So you're lame.
I think you covered it the first time for sure.
You if your sweetie gives you a high degree of devotion that you crave, you'll shower him with affection in return. So basically this is not the woman for me. Devotion, man, I don't know, I'm pretty busy. I mean, I'm devoted, but it's, you know how hard it is to like show that on a daily basis?
I don't think it's hard. I think it's pretty easy to show devotion.
Can't they just say it, I love you, like a lot?
No, like, because devotion is more than words, it's actions. And so, yeah.
And when you, let's say you buy a house, you bring home lots of money, you buy like the stuff that you need, you know, you're like.
Material possessions do not equate devotion.
Okay, you're there to move the family forward, you know.
Congratulations on moving the family monetarily and materially. That's not devotion.
And when I'm not working, I'm here.
And when you're there, do you devote yourself? Do you show love and devotion? Or are you saying, oh, I'm tired because I did all this other
crap? I'm here most of the time. I mean, I got a radio show to do, people.
Right.
I can't be here every second, but look, I'm just saying, I can't be one of those people every goddamn day. Oh, sweetie, I love you so much. Oh, you are my sunshine, my morning star.
Make me happy. Now go away, because I've got time.
Wait, no. Wait, I want to do, goddamn it, where is it? Wait, no, not that one.
Okay.
I'll go with this one.
Not that kind of relationship.
Okay, I'm not going to be like, sweetheart, it's so good to see you this morning. baby, I love you every day. I think about you. You're the first thing I think about in the morning, the last thing I think about at night, and everything in between.
Yeah, I mean, I get you. There's a point at which it's sappy, but you need to have something.
I'm just saying I don't go overboard. Vegetable soup girls need you to go overboard. That's what they're saying. All right. And last one, clam chowder. You've got a habit of falling in love with love. Your taste for novelty may keep you changing partners on a regular basis, slut. Don't be so quick to rush from man to man, slut, because you could miss your soulmate in the shuffle.
Or, instead of slut-shaming people, enjoy your sexuality and, you know, live your life the way you want to and don't care what, you know, jerks on the radio might say about your sexual activity.
Slut. We'll be right back on the English Express Radio Podcast.
You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast. Don't like it? Try it with mustard.
Hi, I'm Cliff from the English Express Radio Podcast. If you need help with an art or video project, we know somebody who's got the proven experience to make any project come to life. Visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist and take a look at some of her art, film, and video work and graphic design. Years of experience means she can capture your vision and produce the perfection you're looking for. So market your stuff the right way and visit facebook.com/ Tara Fox the Artist. Hi, this is Cliff.
And I'm Brandon.
From the English Express Radio Podcast. Is learning English difficult?
Yeah, I've been struggling with that for 29 years now. And that's with practicing every single day.
Well, if you're looking to seriously practice your language skills, visit englishsteps.co.uk because they've got something different. You can actually travel to England. You can live with a qualified English teacher.
He'll make you tea and crumpets.
While you speak only English all day long and completely immerse yourself in the language. You can even take part in volunteer work for charity organizations all across Leeds, thus increasing your use of English in real-life situations. They specialize in adult-only courses because learning doesn't stop when you're a teenager. Learning never stops, so don't let anything stop you from visiting www.englishsteps.co.uk and learn more about how to build your language skills.
What are you going to learn today? Let's eat grandma. Let's eat grandma. Punctuation saves lives. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
Walking in. I love this song.
I don't know this song.
It's Love Walks In by Van Halen.
Ah, okay. That's why I don't know it, because I don't listen to crappy bands.
Oh, come on. Van Halen is fantastic.
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to him.
This is good music, man.
Like a 1980s sitcom theme song.
Well, it is 1980s, but it's not a sitcom theme. It's Love
Sounds
Comes.
Like a sitcom.
Love Walks In. That's a classic right there.
Classic sitcom.
Panama's good too. Anyway.
Not if you listen to them perform it recently.
Well, look, David Lee Roth is not what he used to be. I can't lie about that. What are you going to do with yourself after you die?
Nothing. I'll be dead.
Well, that's not true. Because
it is.
There's a cryogenic company in Russia offering to freeze your entire body for a mere $36,000.
After you're dead?
After you're dead.
After you're dead.
Yeah,
why?
What you do is first you die, then you get on a plane to Russia, and fly there, get yourself frozen for, well, this is Russia. They may do it while you're still living.
They may do it by just putting you outside.
Well, they'll do, straight out of Futurama, they'll do just your head for
$12,000.
Why? So you can be like Richard Nixon in the future?
That is terrifying. No, don't anybody do this.
You know those ketchup packets that you get at restaurants?
I'm familiar with them, yes.
You know that you get them for free, but the stores, they have to buy them.
Yeah, clearly. You'd buy them by the box, right?
Yeah, they buy them by the case, dude. They go through tons of those. They just kind of make that as a kind of a thing of business. I as a kid, I just thought they kind of showed up, you know. I didn't realize that they actually had to be purchased, but
well, yeah, yeah. They have to like be created in gigantic vats, and then they have to be packaged down into those tiny things, which have to be sealed. Yeah, someone's got to pay for that. That's work.
Yeah, so. You pay for it in with your burger. You know?
Yeah, you when you buy your $1.29 taco, like 10 cents of that is pretty much counted towards your sauce packet.
Speaking of Russia, by the way, they charge you for them.
Okay, you know, and America will too if you go up to if you order if I go and order a Big Mac and a Coke, right, and some fries, and I say, hey, can I get a packet of barbecue sauce? They're supposed to charge you 25 or 35 cents.
But they don't charge you for ketchup usually.
Not for ketchup.
Okay, how about this? Do they charge you at the grocery store for your plastic bag?
Yes. I live in California. They charge you 10 cents a bag.
Shut up.
If they're even allowed to give them to you. There's
Shut
been a ban
up.
On plastic bags here.
Shut up.
I'm
You're
dead
joking.
Serious.
Come
and
on.
What's worse is the people's reaction to it. Like, oh my God, the world is ending because we can't use plastic bags. You know, those things are only like 6 decades old. I stopped using plastic bags like 6 years ago. Why the hell did you take so long? People?
How the hell do you carry your groceries?
I carry my groceries like a man. I put them in my arms and walk to the blanking car. I don't need some stupid little bag to carry a Gatorade and a pair of eye drops or whatever.
I have a lot. I've got a family to feed. I've got a lot of groceries, dude.
You know what, though? Okay, no, seriously. If I'm on a big run, like to Costco, they have boxes. But if I'm on a run for a lot of groceries, I'll load them in the cart and push them to my car and just put them in the back of my car. I do have reusable bags, but I don't really use those.
What if you live in an apartment? I'm going to carry those things one by one up 3 goddamn flights of stairs.
Well, I guess in that case, I fall into the reusable bags I don't use very much. I would use those in that case. And they actually are stronger than the plastic bags, carry more than the plastic bags, and come with a refrigerated lining to keep your crap cold if you have a long distance to cover.
You know, but here's the thing. I actually reuse them. I use them as like liners for my little garbage can. I put cat kakashki in there.
Right. And when you do that, what happens? They get filled in and they have to go into a larger plastic bag that you could have put that crap into anyway.
No, because they've designed them to be biodegradable. Have you ever come across a plastic bag that's been out in the sun for a little while? It crumbles in your hands, dude.
Yeah. And then what happens to all those little crumbles?
They become dirt.
No.
They came from the dirt, and it goes back to the dirt.
No, that's
it.
Not
came
what
from the dirt. It goes back to the dirt. It's
that is
fine.
Something you're just gonna yell at yourself until you're blue in the face, and it still won't
it's
make
true.
It.
True. It's true. It's that's true. Yes, it
no,
is true. It's
you can
true.
Go to anywhere. Go to anywhere and start digging. Tell me how much plastic you find in 6 feet.
Not plastic bags.
Okay,
You'll find plastic toys like Legos.
You will find plastic bags all over the place. Go dig somewhere. You will find plastic.
Not new ones. They build them to degrade.
No. The vast
majority. They break
majority,
apart.
There are biodegradable plastic.
Where do they come from? Where do they come from? Where do you get materials to build bags?
As far as I understand, isn't it byproduct from the oil refining process?
Which comes from where?
Dinosaurs.
Where did they end up? In the dirt. It's in the dirt. It comes out of the dirt. It goes back to the dirt. It's fine.
Okay, you're an idiot. No, not everything that comes from the dirt.
Everything comes from the dirt.
Just back to the dirt. Just no. Clifton, rocks did not come from the dirt, okay?
Yes, they did.
Dirt came from rocks.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. The rocks came from aliens. They delivered loads and loads of rocks to the planet, which...
Hold on, you realize that the dirt came from rocks, right? You know that? It's like rock and organic material that come together and biodegrades into dirt. Like, and you do realize that rock is like magma and stuff that cooled from the Earth's core.
Yeah, and it's all natural, and that's where it came from, and it's going back there, and it's going to be fine.
No, see, plastic isn't natural.
It's just they take natural products and mix them up. It just takes like time.
Together, and they're like plastic. Like, no, you don't open face plastic mines.
You know what's gonna happen? Thousands and millions of years from now, our descendants are gonna find our cachet of plastic that we think is garbage, just like oil, and that's gonna be their fuel source. It's gonna run their cars and stuff, and everybody's gonna be worried about, you know, the plastic reserves running out in Texas.
Well, in the meantime, y'all look stupid carrying your plastic bags, and you should put it in the car and roll it because it's more efficient.
Okay, not only should they be free, and they are, they're necessary.
Why did we yell about ketchup for this long?
I don't know, man. Do you still own a VCR?
No.
30% of 20-somethings still on a VCR. Americans eat 25 pounds of cheese every year.
Damn right, and it's delicious.
And every day, Americans eat 18 acres of pizza. That doesn't do much for our stereotype.
That's an impressive statistic.
Yeah, and singing, whether alone or in a group, actually makes you healthier by reducing your stress.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I had a technology pile set, but I guess that's going to have to wait until next week because we spent all our time complaining about plastic bags and ketchup.
I'm amazed that you didn't know that California's had a plastic bag ban for so long.
I moved out of that stupid-ass state.
They're trying to get rid of it in the next two days or whatever, but yeah.
I'm glad I moved out now. If I didn't move out before, plastic bags would drive me right out of there, man.
Wow, they're not that serious.
I am that serious. You do not even know how pissed off I was that Russia charged me for goddamn plastic bags. I never got over that, ever.
That's why he's back.
All right, guys, thanks for joining us this week on the English Express Radio Podcast. Email us info@theenglishexpress.com. Till then, we'll see you guys next week.
Let's eat grandma. Let's eat grandma. Punctuation saves lives. You're listening to the English Express Radio Podcast.
It's all part of the rotation, bro.
Can we create new liners? I mean, Jesus.
A little bit later.